USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Diabetic patients will soon be able to use an app to receive insulin doses. The FDA has approved an app for iPhone and Android users from Tandem Diabetes Care that's able to give doses of insulin. Patients are able to use the company's insulin pump to program and cancel insulin requests. As tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine, President Biden says propaganda is continuing to come out of Russia.
We also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out by to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas.
Close to 200,000 Russian troops are surrounding Ukraine's borders. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Cruise lines operating in the United States will get to decide if they'll join a CDC COVID-19 case reporting program. It was designed to replace its conditional sailing order that expired January 15th. Operators who opt in will be expected to uphold surveillance, documentation, and the reporting of COVID-19 cases on board to the health agency. Police officers in Texas are facing charges.
A Texas grand jury indicted 19 Austin police officers on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for their actions during 2020's violent and destructive protests in Austin, Texas. Jose Garza, the liberal district attorney for Travis County, which includes Austin, spoke to journalists Thursday afternoon about the grand jury investigation, but gave no specifics about it. Austin Police Association President Ken Cassidy confirmed 19 officers are facing charges, but he too offered no details. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republicans are continuing to put pressure on the Biden administration regarding the U.S.-Mexico border.
After 178,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December, 46 House Republicans are calling on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign, citing a complete failure to lead the department, pointing to recent tensions with Border Patrol and the relentless crisis at the southern border. The letter, led by Representative Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, points to Mayorkas' primary mission of the Department of Homeland Security to secure our nation from its many threats.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. Late last year, NASCAR announced their new configurations to their racing vehicles. Speaking on Fox's America's Newsroom, NASCAR driver Ryan Blaney says these cars have been a learning experience for everyone involved.
This is our, you know, next generation car, and it's completely different from anything we've done. Probably the biggest change that NASCAR has had ever in the build of the car, the setup of the car, any parts and pieces on it. So it's kind of everyone's learning.
Blaney says it's been fun testing out the car in the off season. Green flag drops on the Daytona 500 Sunday at just after 3:00 Eastern time. Looking for more news? Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.